This is the Roxanne Show. Get ready. It's time to rise.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Roxanne Show. I am in a mood and it is a fucking great one. It's a very fun one, and that's playing into the theme of this episode. I want to tease out playfulness, playful energy. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, love it. If you don't, Roxy Look is my personal account there. And I have posted a lot more this year about the importance of playful energy, specifically as it relates to feminine energy. Feminine energy is very playful, right? So thinking about this deeper and wanting to support you to live with more playful energy so that you can activate more of the benefits that come with it, which I will tease out in this episode, highlighting, you know, the aspect of, the connection between playful energy and feminine energy and what that even means and why that's really important. I mean, this is going to be a fun episode. I wish I had music playing in the background. There's always music playing in my head though. So, let's just dive in. So the other night, I was just thinking about this, just being very present with myself in this moment that is not an unfamiliar moment for me. It's where I was just dancing to my favorite band, Depeche Mode, in my living room. It was the end of the night, and I just put on, you know, a YouTube Depeche Mode playlist. And I lost myself just dancing in the living room, having so much fun with myself in that moment. And what I was kind of taking note of is just really just appreciating that I could do that. You know, that I have this ability to be so comfortable within myself that I can activate this part of me that is very open and playful and has been my whole life and turn it way the fuck on and give myself that moment. You know, this just, it was like, you know, 30 minutes, great workout of just dancing in my living room, like my own concert to Depeche Mode. Secretly, I was trying to relive the concert that I just went to because it's like an addiction. But, you know, thinking about it deeper and always thinking about my community, especially, you know, a lot of my community, there's most of you are women. Of course, there are men who tune into this show as well. And actually, this goes to men as well. So it's not just for women, but thinking deeper and always kind of thinking about ways that I can support all of you in your self-mastery journey and your vitality. Playfulness is a big, big piece to both, to self-mastery, to vitality. So let's tease out number one. Number one is playful energy, and I kind of just said it at the top of this episode, but playful energy is very open, right? Someone who doesn't have playful energy, and I'm not saying you have to be like full-time always in this, you know, laughter state and playful, but someone who just doesn't ever really have that ability to, you know, lighten up and just be a little bit more open and, you know, have a sense of humor. I mean, they're just very closed, you know, and there could be a lot of reasons why that is. I'm not going to tear into those reasons, but just wanting to point out that that is a fact, that when someone is, you know, not able to just take, just be light with themselves, you know, whether it's with themselves privately or with others, they're taking themselves too serious and they're fucking closed. And that is not a feeling that feels great, right? When we feel open, imagine someone that walks into a room who has that sense of openness about them. Well, you're probably also going to feel that they're very just kind of warm. They're very comfortable, which then exudes a level of confidence, right? So this openness also extends to more of a warm kind of personality and certainly expresses a level of confidence, right? And this is really important because we might not be thinking how this openness and this ability to be playful correlates with what I just shared, being warm and exuding confidence, but it absolutely does, because anybody who is closed is rigid. Rigidity is you know, how you become fragile in life. And it's also a very clear demonstration of someone who just is so heavy, like just can't ever, you know, let their hair down. You know what I mean? And it's not where anybody wants to live. It's certainly going to inhibit your ability to grow, because anytime you're closed, you're not growing, right? When we're open, we're more better able to take on growth in various ways in our life, right? So that's a really important piece to just start with here, is to realize that your ability to be more playful keeps you very open. This also connects with vitality, right? Because someone who is, again, closed and not able to just have a moment that's pleasant, light, easy, humorous, is too stiff. And the stiffness is an entire body experience. It's not just psychological, right? Like physiologically, your body's feeling that too. And it's a form of not great stress, right? There is healthy stress. This is not healthy stress, right? So that is going to, even if there's not, if it's not, if you're not conscious of it, but it's going to affect your vitality. It's probably affecting your sleep. It's, you know, certainly affecting just your nervous system, right? When we can let go and be easy with ourselves and be playful with ourselves. And I'm going to give you some ideas, of course. You're welcome to laugh at whatever comes through me when I'm sharing these ideas. But when we're able to do that, we're just so much more supple. I really love the word supple, because when you feel into that word, it instantly just relaxes you. It instantly, it's very kind of sensual, right? It's just, you feel, it's like tactile. I can feel it, right? And that suppleness also supports growth. Anytime we are rigid, we are closed, we are not able to grow, okay? And anytime that we are rigid and we're closed, we're heavy, we're also stagnant, this is not energy that supports vitality. So it's really important to think about playfulness as like a vitamin for your soul, you know, but also a vitamin for your psychology and your biology, your physiology, right? Because it's really a system of systems. It's all connected. So that's a really important thing to share. How this connects with feminine energy, because I think that's really important to pull on. I mean, you know, even if you go back to the idea that I shared about like someone who walks into the room, imagine a woman who walks into the room and she's just so comfortable in herself. Like she's even got a sense of humor about her. She's light. She's easy. She's, you know, and it doesn't mean she can't be a woman of, you know, who like has executive powers and makes decisions and can execute powerfully. Not at all. Actually, she's, in my opinion, even more badass when she can hold both of those energies. She could be light. She could be easy. She could be warm. She could be open, but she can fucking make shit happen at the same time. That's the goal, right? Versus just being in that other energy that's just very rigid, executing, and can't even fucking crack a smile. That is a clear example of someone who is very out of touch with their feminine energy. Right. There might be a time where, you know, cracking a smile is not the right time, but I'm sure you get what I'm saying here. It's this overall energy frequency that the individual is moving through their life with. If that person cannot ever lighten up to just have a smile on their face, to laugh, then they definitely are not in touch with their feminine energy. Or another way to put it is their feminine energy is very fragmented. You want your feminine energy very supple and very whole. That's how it's going to give you the most optimal experiences in life, right? And I know that there are so many incredible women that really just don't allow themselves to experience this state of playfulness, to give themselves a fucking break and just breathe and laugh, watch some comedy, dance, you know, self-entertainment, laugh at yourself. You know, this is really, it's really healthy to be able to do this in your life, you know? And the, and again, it really does connect with your confidence, because a lot of times the reasons why one can't do these things is because there's something within them that is insecure, right? So much to that, even in their the privacy of their own being, and this may be you, and I'm saying this with empathy and hoping that listening to this episode will, you know, crack something inside that will help you to move from this and through, you know, move out of this state or this way of being and invite more playful energy in. But, it, you know, an individual who can't even in the privacy of their own space just be playful with themselves and be funny and laugh at themselves and, you know, have fun with themselves. I mean, there's likely a lot of insecurity and just not great feelings about oneself. Like the relationship that this person has with themselves is not great. It's not. So if you are someone who is not able to be open and allow yourself this kind of energy. I mean, number one, you might just be someone who's really stressed out, right? Maybe you're fucking burned out. Maybe you don't have, you know, your social connections are not really healthy and it really weighs on you. And it's actually affecting you because we do get affected by the people in our lives, right? Maybe you haven't done enough work in the self-recognition space, which is very important, very important. You know, self-recognition is a subset of self-awareness, and it's you being able to recognize your own feelings, your own values, strengths, weaknesses. You know, it's really important. I mean, it obviously is so centerpiece to self-mastery. If we don't do this self-inquiry work that allows us to self-recognize more, well, we don't draw a deep connection with who we really are. And if we're not able to do that, then we're certainly not going to be able to see the parts of us, the shadow parts of us, the parts of us that are, you know, hindering our growth and not allowing us to live with more confidence and live with more openness and live with more vitality and self-efficacy, right? So it's really important to be doing this self-recognition work. So journaling, obviously, I always have to bring it up because it's the go-to tool. It's the most viable tool to help you understand yourself. It really is. So if you, you know, if you are someone, again, who is, you know, maybe it is that you're stressed, and you're not able to be as open right now and have that playful energy. You're like, that sounds really great, but I feel like I can't even get to that space with myself. I mean, you need to understand why that is. And it may, not just on the, you know, surface level. Oh, my job. Oh, the money. Oh, the relationship. You got to go deeper. You have to go deeper. You need to go into, why do you feel this way about how you're feeling? Why is it that you are, you know, allowing this pattern to happen? What is this pattern, right? All of these questions are the most important questions to ever ask yourself in life. They're going to give you information about your true self that is vital for you now and for your future self, right? The person who knows who they truly are and shows up as who they truly are is the most powerful fucking person. Period. End of story. To know who you truly are is so much deeper than I know my name, I know where I live, this is my partner, this is my home, I grew up here. Mm-mm. You got to go in. You got to fucking go in. And how this relates into the whole playfulness theme here is, you know, to open yourself, to feel open, that's that feeling. And that way of being is going to come easier to the person who really knows who they are and has respect for who they are. I'm not saying you have to, it has to be perfect. I'm not saying you can't, you know, be someone who has things to work on. We all fucking do forever, which I think is a gift, you know? But you do know your strengths, you know your qualities, you know your values, you have principles, you know, you know you know, just ultimately what matters to you, how you move, your behaviors. You're very aware of you in this capacity, your self-identity, your self-concept. And this is important because, again, this is going to allow you to be more confident in yourself and be more open so that you can be more invigorated as a constant with playful energy, right? So how do we, what are some of the things that we could do to be more playful? You know, it might seem like so, I don't know, like a no-brainer. Well, you could do this. I mean, obviously there's endless things that we can do and it's so subjective, but I'll bring back my, you know, dancing in my living room to Depeche Mode. I'm telling you, I do that shit all the time and it's so fun. It's like my own private concert. And look, my home is a different situation than your home. You might have kids running around. You might, you know, I get it. But it's more of just saying, like, even if you have music on in the background when you're cleaning your home, like, can you dance around your home when you're cleaning? It's allowing yourself to just be so fucking present with yourself in the in that exact moment and feeling a sense of joy and harmony with yourself in that moment, right? It's not contingent on anybody else in this specific example. It's literally just you and you having fun with you. You and you having fun with you. This is a fucking power move because the truth is a lot of people can't do this. It's like, I need somebody else. And there's a place for that. And I'll talk about that too. But I'm saying, like, if you could just literally fucking have fun with yourself in the most simple, simple ways. I'm not asking you to go spend money or, like, you know, drive in your car somewhere. I'm literally just saying in your environment, can you let go and find a way to just be silly with yourself, to laugh with yourself, to flirt with yourself? I do it all the fucking time. And it's really fun. It's just the way that I'll put on my makeup. It's the way that I cook in the kitchen. It's, you know, listening to my music. It's the way that I'll put on my clothes, you know. All of this is just an open energy that allows me to be so fucking present and open. And I will tell you, this is a very abundant energy too. This is a very magnetic energy, right? And don't think that when, you know, it just like stops after you turn off the music or, you know, you put on the makeup. No, like you've literally been in this frequency that is so potent and so yummy that when you leave or you go into another environment from that environment, you're carrying that frequency and it will be felt. You will be that person that walks in the room and you just have a smile on your face and people just want to be around you because you just feel good, because you just feel good in you. Right? So do you see how this is all, it's so much more than just, ha ha ha, I'm playful. It's like, you know, and then here, that's another example. It's like, can you fucking laugh at yourself? I do it all the time. I do it all the time. And I'm so grateful for that. I mean, look, so much of my work and even like my life is so gangster. Like it's just so, there's just such a high level of execution. That's what I mean by so gangster. It's such a high level of execution, such a high level of detail, precision, you know, cognition. You know, if I'm training, it's like the beast mode energy. You know what I mean? There's so much of that. And so to counterbalance the energy, it's like that lightness and that fun and that silliness, that ability to just laugh at myself, in so many fucking moments, really is important. It's important. It's important because while all that other energy is important and it's badass, the person who's just all that is, I don't know. It's, to me, it's not real harmony, you know? And at some point in some ways, that person will feel that lack of harmony and it won't feel great, right? We want to be sturdy for sure. But when the wind breeze comes, like we want to dance with the breeze. You know what I mean? But if the roots are strong, the roots are fucking strong. So it's like, yes, have the strong roots, but let, you know, the branches have fun in the breeze, right? I'm getting super poetic because I'm a poet. That's where I live. But just trying to, you know, illustrate something for you just to drive home this message that you can be both. You can be badass. You can be a high-level executioner. You can be fierce in your decision-making and, you know, fucking how you move through your day. And I encourage you to be that person. That's so much of what my work is. But to also be a person who is able to laugh at themselves, with others, be playful, be light, be open. You know, this is really where you want to be. You don't want to, and obviously, you know, you can't just live in this energy either and not be someone who doesn't execute or doesn't, you know, do any of the high level, you know, precision, decision-making, logic, analytical, you know, these kind of moves in life. You can't just be over here just in the light and the open and the playfulness. You have to be able to get fucking serious and handle business at times, right? When you have both, you can do both at higher levels. You can experience both at higher levels, right? If you're just all over here in execution and you don't ever live in this space of openness, playfulness, fun, joy, lightheartedness, don't take yourself too fucking serious, you're going to crack over here. Or your work is going to start to not be as fucking potent and great. Like, you're not going to be able to execute, you know, on that same level. People are probably not going to want to be right. And you're probably not going to be a fucking great leader. That's for sure. You know, the greatest leaders do have the ability. They're warm. They are warm. And they're bad motherfuckers at the same time, right? I think it's so important to realize that, you know, they're not mutually exclusive, these energies. And it's when you are able to weave them in together that you are operating at your highest potential. And that's exuding a, you know, higher experience for everybody else that you come across. So this is some really important self-mastery stuff that I'm talking about. It's not just a lighthearted episode on playfulness. It's really an important piece to get. And again, I know firsthand just from mentoring so many women around the world that, you know, this ability to just be open and playful and light with themselves, it's not common. And a lot of the reasons, I'll give you one fucking strong reason, because it seems to be like a through line in a lot of women, is just because there's so much self-judgment. The self-judgment is actually really important to talk about right here. Because, like, again, if you're that person who can't, even in the privacy of your own space, be silly with yourself, have fun with yourself, like just be light with yourself, it's because you're fucking judging yourself. It's likely for, I'm not saying it's the only reason, I'm not, but I'm saying it's probably the dominant reason in with most people, just in my own professional experience, not even professional only, just in like connecting with so many individuals at this point in my life, living around the world and just witnessing, observing human behavior. It is absolutely, I laugh just because that is not funny, but it's funny. Oops. I'm funny. I don't know. I don't even know where that just went. I'm like, what was I just thinking of that made me fucking laugh? I think I was thinking of, oh man, not somebody judging themselves, but because that I really do have compassion for, but it's just being in a room with people who are just uncomfortable with themselves and that fucking energy, and that energy sucks. And, you know, I've been there so many times, like even in my past career, you go to these work events and it's like, it's so surface and everyone's just kind of like uncomfortable in themselves. And a lot of that, again, is coming from this hyper fucking judgment of self. Like in every moment that they're there, they're just judging themselves. How do they look? Did I say? How do I feel? Or, you know, what do I look like right now? What am I, you know, anyways, I digress. I hope I made you laugh, but going back to the self-judgment piece, because that's a really important piece, and I want to share this with some composure, but I know that a lot of women in particular, and I know men too, do not allow themselves to live with more of this comfort in themselves and this openness and to have more fun and be more playful because they're just constantly fucking judging themselves, you know? And this is likely coming from childhood, like how they received love, how they received recognition, you know, behavior, good boy, bad boy, good girl, bad girl, you know what I mean? all of that. And it just, it lives in the shadow. It lives in our subconscious. And then that directs so much of how we move through our life. But it could also be, you know, just from traumatic experiences, you know, or whatever the reason is. Whatever the reason is, the point is that self-judgment really gets in the fucking way of you allowing yourself to be comfortable within your true nature. And we don't want that to be your life. How do you hold more compassion for yourself so that you're not just hyper-judging yourself all the time, right? Go to your journal. Lay out some things where you're judging yourself. Now apply some compassion to that sentence. You know, I feel, I'm making an example, whenever I, you know, whenever I try and show up and do this job, I never really achieve it the way that, you know, I want to achieve it, whatever that is. I'm trying to be very general here. Okay, so compassion comes in. But I do appreciate how I always give it my best. And I do appreciate how I always end up learning something that helps me the next time around. I do appreciate that I really do give my effort. Do you see what I'm saying? It softens it, right? And that softening is so fucking important, because if you just stop on the judgment, first of all, closed, rigid, more uncomfortable, certainly tearing at your confidence, certainly tearing at your fucking self-worth, certainly tearing at your self-efficacy, right? And absolutely just taking you so far away from being playful and, you know, comfortable in your own self. But when you end it with compassion, you open up. You hold space for yourself to be human. And you also are looking at the positives in whatever that situation is for you, right? I gave you a general example just to show you how you can do this in your journal. And this, if you start to make this a ritual, this will absolutely, it draws awareness to where you're being judgmental and when you're being judgmental of yourself. And that's the thing. You're probably not even fucking aware of it most of the time, because most of the scripts that are running are, they're almost like inaudible. Like, they're audible. You can hear them, a lot of them, but there's some that are just in the subconscious that are just fucking informing you without you even fucking knowing, right? But when you can start to take the conscious parts that you do grasp, that you do hear on repeat, that don't make you feel good, and you start to journal those out and do what I just shared, end with a self-compassion note that softens, that brings, you know, another perspective, a loving perspective to that specific judgment of yourself, this is going to help you ease up on yourself. And that when you start to hear or feel, maybe you're not hearing it, but you're feeling self-judgment, you become very aware of it and you can start applying more self-compassion in that moment. And this is going to help you if you're that person who has a hard time. You know, if you're listening to me, you're like, really? Flirt with myself? Yeah. It might sound so fucking far out right now, but trust me, the more compassionate you start being with yourself, the more love you're showing to yourself. And the more that you are living with more self-love, you're exuding, you're giving yourself more self-confidence at the same time. You're confident in your self-esteem, like you, which are two different things, but they go hand in hand, right? But you're feeding both. And this is going to, again, give you more of the ability to just be lighter with yourself, be more loving with yourself, be more playful and open with yourself. Some other things that you can do to invite more play: go out in nature and get messy. You know, I love being in the sand, wet, like just, you know, not, you know, makeup, and like, I love the natural feeling of just being in nature, dirt, because it brings you back to being a child, right? And that energy is very, very playful. It's just very, it's so, It's so relaxing. It's so rejuvenating because it's, there's no pressure. There's no performance. You're just in, again, very present with yourself, right? When you're in nature and you're just allowing yourself to just be doing whatever you're doing, depending on where you are in the nature, or in nature. It's just, this kind of energy is definitely going to open you up more. And that's ultimately what we want to be doing, right? Just allowing yourself to be free, liberated in the fucking moment. That's what feels really good, is when you can just feel the freedom of being in yourself in that moment without fucking judgment. You're free. And this is a really delicious and addicting feeling, which is why I want you to create a ritual to give yourself more of this, of these feelings. You know, and even if you're somebody who already has these moments, like how can you incorporate this even more in your life? Again, to, you know, and if you're someone who just lives in this space all the time, then I'm not talking to you. Then you need to listen to one of my fucking hardcore energy, you know, episodes about handling business. No, but everybody could afford, especially these days, we all have so much pressure. You know, I know anybody listening to me is somebody who's taking real charge of their life and doing their best to kick ass on all cylinders. You know, you're a high performer. You're doing your best, and your best is showing up every single day in a different fashion, but it is your best. And that is something that needs to be recognized with respect, right? So every one of us, you know, we have to encounter, you know, just moving through society and all the, you know, parts that come with that, that do apply more stress and pressure. It's really important for all of us to be reminded of this. So even if, again, if you are someone who does incorporate this, like myself, I'm reminding myself, good, stay more playful. You know, I grew up and I have siblings, you know, five of us. And I think that really helped. I think I don't know if it's like the artist in me or the I'm not saying completely immune here, but I've always been able to prioritize how I feel about me over what others feel about me, to take action, to lead with. I'm not saying I have not ever been someone who isn't considering what others think, absolutely fucking not, or have been not affected by what others are thinking or may think, absolutely not. But the connection I'm drawing here is that not my own self-judgment or anybody's judgment on me has ever been able to close me throughout my life, right? So I've kept this openness really supple. And still, I'll still take the fucking reminder to be more playful and invite more play in my life. That is very important for me as a fucking entrepreneur who's just grinding, 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 building, 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 who loves it, but still, like, just, you know, to do things that are more surprising, even in the playful kind of in playful ways. You know, this also is another final tip here. But do something that you've never done before that requires you to be a beginner and like be, so like what I'm thinking of, I'll just share it with you. Cause if you're watching this, you can kind of see me processing, but if I know a lot of you are not watching it, if you are watching on YouTube, subscribe. I have this vision of like ceramics. You know, you're at the pottery wheel and it's like messy and you're messing up and it's like, oh my God, you're getting there. And then, oh shit. Like, this is really fun, right? Because you're a beginner and you're trying to learn something, which is also really fucking great and important. Continuously learning new things, new skills. But because you're a beginner and because, you know, you just don't have the skills yet, it's really fucking funny because you're going to mess up a lot, right? And this, when you're messing up, is an opportunity for you to be playful about it, right? So that's kind of like the visual. I actually want to go do this. I used to do ceramics when I was a kid, but I want to get back into this and just go have that experience of just sitting at the wheel and trying to create something and just, you know, if an oh shit happens, like, great. Oh, well, start all over. Have fun, right? Can you see how that will transfer into other areas of your life? You know, how when things don't go exactly the way that you wanted them to go in your business or whatever, you know, you're not just going to be that person who's just head down kicking rocks on the fucking sidewalk and whole week is ruined. It's like, no, you're more emotionally agile. You can just move through the moment easier because you're not so stiff, because you understand that, you know, things like this are going to happen and you don't allow these scenarios to become who you are, right? So really important. That's another thing. Go learn something new or just go do something different. Go fucking fly a kite on a windy day and watch it get stuck in a tree and then laugh at that and try and figure out how to get out. I'm just saying, like, put yourself in some kind of different circumstance that's safe and gonna, you know, just invite the child in you to come out and be fully present. That's what you want. You want to be connecting with the child in you and allow the child in you to stay fucking alive until you're out of here. We don't want to suppress the child. The child is fucking important. I love little Roxanne. Love her. Everything I do in my life is literally to fucking show this little girl who, you know, had all these ideas about her life that I want to show her. Yeah, you were right, sister. You were right. What you saw, how you moved, like, you know, just as a kid, her natural way of being, like, you were right. And I'm going to validate that rightness. I'm going to validate those visions. So again, Roxy in the deep end over here, but that's where I live. Hope it was fun. Let me know what you think about this. If you thought about this, let it metabolize in your system. Go have fun. Fucking send me an Instagram video of you dancing in your living room, like in the DMs, like whatever, you know, just let go, have fun, breathe, be light, be silly. It's so important for all the reasons that I shared. So if you've not already given this podcast a 5-star rating review, please do so. There's a link in the show notes. If you are one of my magnificent women listening or watching this episode and you want to join my exclusive community for women, Queendom, it is free. All you have to do is go to the link for Queendom in the show notes, fill out the form, and you're in. And then we get to laugh and have a lot of fun in Queendom together. And we have so much fun in there. I mean, from the memes to the live calls that I do, we have so much fun. All the women in there kick ass. And it's a great place for you to get more comfortable in yourself, on your self-mastery journey, and have fun. So thank you so much to all of you who stuck around for this whole thing. And I will see you next time. Queen, this is your call to greatness. If you are ready, and I mean truly ready, to shift anything in your outer experience, your outer reality, your finances, your health, your relationship, anything career related, anything spiritual, any shift that you want to make that has to do with your reality has to first start with shifting who you are, your self-identity. My Future Self Digital course is your supportive blueprint that helps you achieve this. The inner shapes the outer. So when you get crystal clear on your core beliefs, your core values, your core desires, your high hard goals, you know, when you learn how to rewrite parts of your past that maybe don't feel so great and instead leverage those experiences to be fuel for you to expand and to grow, this is how you start to change the game behind the game of life, which all starts and ends with you. I've designed this course from my heart, soul, and experience to be a femininely fierce experience for you to uncover and connect with your most authentic self. And as a Future Self student, you get 3 months free
membership access to Queendom. This is where we really get to connect. Queendom is such a rad, sacred, empowered space where every month you get a live Q&A call with me so we can connect and troubleshoot any area of your life that you would like or just get some encouragement from me as well as the other queens in the community. This is a really sacred space and I will see you in Queendom.